supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee, so recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program today is special on the birthday anniversary of Shia's second Imam, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him. So please accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam.
Afdal as-salatu was-salam alayk ya Rasulullah Muhammad wa ali Muhammad salawat Rabbi alayk Ali ibn Abi Talib salawat Rabbi alayk Fatima az-Zahra salawat Rabbi alayha wal Hasan wal Hussein.
Today, Wednesday, is the 15th of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's very nice to listen to Imam Hassan's character on his birthday anniversary.
يا مستمعين النظام صلوا على البدر التمام محمد
صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
إمام الصادق said, Hasan ibn Ali alayhi salam was certainly the most true worshipper, ascetic and merited man among the people of his time. It is mentioned that whenever Hasan would do his ablution, he would tremble and his face would turn pale. He was asked about it and he replied, It is only natural that one who stands in the presence of the Lord of the throne trembles. When he, Imam alayhi salam, approached the door of the mosque, he would say, O my Lord, your quest is at your gate. O generous, the transgressor has come to you. Forgive me of my ugly deeds with your generosity, O generous. When the Imam alayhi salam recited the Quran and came across a verse addressing the faithful by these words, O you who believe, he said, Here I am, my Lord. Here I am. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please accept our congratulations on the commemoration of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba's birthday.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Greetings dear brothers and sisters and welcome to IRB English Radio Station We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you for the sake of Imam Hasan alayhi salam your prayers, your worships, your fasts and your recitations of the Holy Quran in this month We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this holy month and to keep us in wealth and good health and safety And of course, today is the birthday of Imam, the birthday anniversary of Imam Hasan alayhi salam. Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam is one of those figures that is well known, well loved by all Muslims. He is the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra, and the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the grandson of Khadija. Of course, Khadija doesn't get stated a lot, unfortunately. But she is one of those figures that really stands out in my eyes. She is one of those women that stood with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. She had a vital role in the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Anyway, Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam was known for various things. He was known for his beauty, for his courage, for his knowledge. He was known for being, most importantly, generous. He was known by the people who hated him and the people who loved him. To be generous, and if anyone needed anything, they knew where to go. They knew the door of Imam Hasan alayhi salam. They knew the alley of Imam Hasan alayhi salam, and they would go and ask for anything that they needed. And Imam Hasan alayhi salam has not and will not, reject anyone who asks from him. Now, Imam Hasan alayhi salam, one of those generous acts that he's done is that he's done it several times, and he's done it actually several times, is the act of giving half of what he owns to a poor person, to someone in need. And it's not something easily done. It is easily said, but it's not easily done. When thinking about it, think about all your houses, think about all your cars, all your jewelry, all your furniture, all your everything you own, every small detail, all your rugs, all your chairs, every small detail that you own. Come and put it in half and then give it to a person that is in need, that you don't know who he is precisely. or you know, you don't know who he is, you don't have a relation with him, other than he asked you and begged for charity or for a donation or for aid. And just imagine it. It's a difficult thing to do. It really needs someone with a generous heart, with a giving hand to do such an action. And that was Imam Al-Hasan alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid wa barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
Imam Hussein's peace treaty was just as valuable as Imam Hussein's martyrdom. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba knew that if he went to war with Muawiyah with the small number of followers he had and become martyr, the moral corruption within the ranks of elites belonging to the Islamic society would have prevented them from pursuing his blood trail and his goals. Propaganda, money, and the slyness of Muawiyah would have dominated everyone, and after a year or two, the people would have said that Imam Hassan stood up to the caliph to Muawiyah in vain. Thus, he tolerated all the hardships and did not enter the battlefield for martyrdom because he knew that his blood would have been spilled for nothing. Sometimes martyrdom is easier than staying alive. There are times when staying alive, living and endeavoring in a certain environment is much more difficult than getting killed, martyred, and meeting Allah. Imam Hassan chose this more difficult path. The situation at that time was as such. The elites were submissive and would not make any effort. When Yazid took power after his father Muawiyah, going to war with him became plausible. Thousands of congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him.
We're here on this special day. Our hearts are full of pleasure. A day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
Some conditions of agreement. Imam Hassan asked the Caliph Muawiyah to follow Quran and the tradition. However, when Muawiyah returned to Kufa, said to the people, I didn't sign agreement to make you pray, pay zakat, go hajj. No, but just to rule and patronize you. Now all conditions between him and Imam Hassan is under my feet and have no value anymore. Imam Hassan said Muawiyah is not permitted to state caliph after himself and caliphate belongs to Imam Hassan. However, after a while, Muawiyah stated Yazid as next caliph by forcing, treating, and killing people. Imam Hassan said Muawiyah ought not to insult or dishonor Imam Ali, but Muawiyah in his first travel to Medina ordered to insult Imam Ali after each prayer and made it a tradition among Muslims. Imam Hassan wants Muawiyah to respect to Shia rights and level them in peace and safety, but Muawiyah did against these terms.
A it is well known that whenever, like how we stated, that whenever a poor person would enter Medina, whenever someone was in need, they would come to Imam Hassan alayhi salam and ask for aid and help. Now, this is with actually just asking without doing anything in exchange. Now, how about if you did something in exchange to Imam Hassan alayhi salam? There's this long story that Imam Hassan alayhi salam with his brother and his cousin Abdullah ibn Jafar, who was the husband of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, they were on their path to Hajj and to Mecca, where they became hungry on the path and thirsty, and they saw a woman in a tent with sheep, and they asked her for something to drink, so she gave them the milk, and they asked for something to eat, so she sacrificed the sheep for them and prepared food for them, and they ate. And anyway, she got in a fight with her husband, and then the days came along where she became hungry, she became in poverty, her and her husband. So they entered Medina to, you know, search for something to eat, for some wealth, or for something, for aid. And upon their path, she saw Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Hassan alayhi salam knew who she was. Thus, he rewarded her with 1,000 sheep, 1,000 dinars, you know, golden coins, and a servant for her to remain with her and to aid her. And he said, this is something simple. Above all that is something simple. And just thinking about it, how about if we, us followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, us lovers of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, actually do an action and reward it to Imam Hassan? Let's recite a verse. Let's recite a juzu', let's recite a part of the Holy Quran. Let's do an action for Imam Hassan alayhi salam and give it as a present for him. And in exchange, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us in this month, to keep us in well health, and to accept our fast in this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the satisfaction of Imam Hassan alayhi salam from us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put us in heaven with him and to accept our deeds. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, and congratulations again. Join us again on another Today's Special. For now, until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, Shia's second Imam, peace be upon him. Accept our congratulations on this happy occasion. That was all for today's special. Have a nice time.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and congratulations to you all on the blessed 15th of Ramadan, the birth anniversary of Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace be upon him, the elder grandson and second infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Let us start the day by pondering on words of wisdom from this great personality. Glory is to give in loss and forgive the sin, while chivalry is to safeguard the religion, promote the personality, be lenient, sustain in doing favors, fulfill the rights, and behave amicably with people.
If you're interested to know about history, culture, family, politics, religion, art, etc., you wouldn't want to miss the chance to tune into the IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Firstly, we would like to congratulate the Imam of the time, the Sahib of this blessed month, Imam Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif, and then the entire Muslim Ummah, especially the followers of this Imam, the Shia of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, on this being the day that is recorded to be the birth of the first grandson, or according to tradition, the first son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is a great day, a great day of, you know, enjoyment and joy on this day encapsulated the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a day where, on those few occasions where happiness entered the heart of Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha, the heart of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those who are, you know, attached to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not in a physical way but rather in a spiritual way. It is on this day that a great joy, great happiness should preoccupy their hearts, and we should be the same. And on this day, being the birth of the first of the, you know, continuation of the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should have great joy and happiness as well on this day. In this regard, and on this day, we mention a beautiful tradition from the Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Hassan alayhi salam, regarding something important, that we in this blessed month of Shah Ramadan, or this month of Ramadan, we should try and remove it from us, and especially from ourselves, this trait or this characteristic that we may have. We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially by the right of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, to remove it if we have it. And that is the love of this world. We've spoken about this previously on many occasions, that the world itself is not good, it is not bad. It is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the means by how we use this particular creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that makes it good or makes it bad. So here the Imam is saying that that person who loves dunya, meaning the dunya or this world is everything for him, there is nothing else other than this world. As the Imam says, man ahabba dunya, that person who has gives everything for this world. This world, as I said, is his end all. And his all, basically. He has nothing else that he wishes for after this. The Imam says that the fear of the day of judgment will be chased away from his heart, will be removed from his heart, will become distant from him. That the day of judgment is something that is definite, it is certain, but because of his preoccupation and love of the dunya, he will not pay attention to it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, that if we have this love of the dunya in our heart, it is removed and replaced with the hereafter and the knowledge of the hereafter. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim and also Tajweed points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran.
صالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.
Dear brothers and sisters, as you know, the scholars have always actually knew the importance of the holy month of Ramadan, and they had treated the Holy Quran differently in the holy month of Ramadan. Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Ummah, in a gathering with the reciters of the Holy Quran, once said, "You, dear youths, increase your intimacy with the Quran and musing over the Quran on a daily basis."
Kitabullah.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the 15th day of the holy month of Ramadan, and for that we have selected a part of the 15th juz of the Holy Quran to be recited and to be listened to by reciter Muhammad Jawad Panahi, verses 78 to 80 of chapter Al-Isra. Let's listen together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى بعثك ربك مقاما محمودا ومن الليل فتهجد به نافلة لك عسى وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعلني من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran on IRIB English Radio. You just listened to the recitation of Surah Isra, verses 78 to 80 by Brother Muhammad Jawad Panahi. And the reason that we chose this recitation is that today is the 15th of the month of Ramadan, the 15th day of the month of Ramadan, and this recitation is also in the 15th juz of the Holy, of the Noble Quran. So we chose a recitation that would be the same as the day of the month of Ramadan that we are in. Okay, now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس. أقم الصلاة. The qaf has the lowest level of tafkhim. The sad has the second highest level of tafkhim. أقم الصلاة. صلاة. لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل. Again, the qaf has the lowest level of tafkhim. وقرآن الفجر. Now the qaf of Qur'an has a moderate level of tafkhim, or in other words, the third level of tafkhim, because of the dhamma that it has. وقرآن الفجر. إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. The two ras in al-fajri, the two al-fajris, they have tarqiq because ra has a kasra in these two words. Qur'an al-fajri, inna Qur'an al-fajri kana mashhuda. Wa min al-layli fatahajjad bihi nafilah. Fatahajjad, the dal has qalqala. We have to make sure that the sound of the dal is heard by making it bounce off from its place of articulation. فَتَهَجَّدَ فَتَهَجَّدَ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. In the phrase عَسَىٰ أَن, we have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل. And the reason that we have مَدُّ الْمُنْفَصِل is that we have an أَلِف الْمَدْ that is followed by a hamza, and that hamza is in a separate word. It's not in the same word as the long vowel. Therefore, maddul munfasu has taken place, and you have to lengthen it to 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts. Next verse: وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ الصِّدْقِ. If we stop on صدق, we have two letters of قلقلة right after another, the dal and the qaf. صدق. وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق. But if you don't stop, we will only have one letter of قلقلة, which would be the dal.
وقل ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا.
Yes, and the last point is the idgham of Noon Sakina into the letter Noon in the phrase سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا. We have a tanween followed by a noon, the letter noon. So what happens is that idgham of noon sakna into noon takes place, and the noon becomes mushaddad, and a ghunna has to be applied for two vowel counts as well. So this was one of the segments of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I now invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters, now it's time to listen to some key concepts of Juz 15 of the Holy Quran by Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, inshallah, in this episode we will be speaking about the 15th part or Juz of the Holy Quran. And this is the 15th day of the blessed month of Ramadan. So the 15th part, or the 15th juz of the Holy Quran, contains two surahs. It contains Surah Isra and it contains Surah Kaf. And it goes up to the 74th verse of Surah Kaf. So the whole of Surah Isra and then up to verse number 74 of Surah Kaf, that is the 17th and 18th surahs of the Holy Quran. Now, some of the important events or lessons that we can learn from this, in these two chapters. Basically, these two chapters speak about certain events, and
Surah Isra obviously speaks about the Mi'raj, which is also a very important event in Islamic history. So in the first verse of Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Immaculate is he who carried his servant on a journey by night from the sacred mosque, that is the Kaaba, to the farthest mosque, that is Masjid Al-Aqsa, as we know to be in Palestine, whose environs we have blessed, that we might show him some of our signs. Indeed, he, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. So this is one of the important events in Islamic history that we learn and we read in the 17th chapter, in the first verse of this chapter as well, of Surah Al-Isra. Then we go into the next surah, which is Surah Kahf, the 18th surah of the Holy Quran. And we find another very important story. This is a story between, or rather the interaction between Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam. And there are so many lessons that we can learn from this. For example, the etiquettes of a student and teacher. That a student is the one who must go to his teacher. The student is the one who must listen and not be too hasty and obeying the commands of the teacher. So this story begins from the 60th verse of this chapter, that is Surah Kahf, and it goes on and into the next juz, that is the 16th juz of the Holy Quran, as it goes past the 74th verse and goes up to verse number 82. And then we just read a part of it, for example, the 66th verse of this chapter says that أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Musa alayhi salam said to him, that is to, according to riwayat and the belief we had to Khizr alayhi salam, may I follow you for the purpose that you teach me. That is, again, you see that student-teacher relationship, the request of the student to learn some of the property you have been taught, some of those secrets, some of those, you know, signs of Allah subhanahu that you have to give me. And then Khizr alayhi salam replied to him, and as we know the story, this was the case, that indeed you cannot have patience with me. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to have patience in learning and to find the right teachers, and also, as we mentioned previously, to truly take mi'raj in this blessed month of Ramadan towards the sacred abode of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, insha'Allah, until our next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Feels up the air, Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan.
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagian.
Congratulate all the brothers and sisters on this auspicious occasion of the birth of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba salamullahi alayhi, as-Sibt al-Akbar, the older grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and one of the Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah, the masters of the youth of the paradise, being Imam al-Husayn and his older brother Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayhi. And it's also midway in the month of Ramadan, and we hope that with the blessing of the birth of this Imam on this day, we're all forgiven and we're all blessed even more, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Imam al-Mujtaba, draws us nearer to himself, inshallah. I would like to discuss a couple of points related to Imam al-Mujtaba salamullahi alayhi in the time that we have. Hopefully this would draw us nearer to him and therefore nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One point regarding Imam al-Mujtaba salamullah alayhi is related to the birth of the Imam. The arrival of the Prophet in Medina sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, after the great struggles in Mecca, was an opening for the Prophet and for the believers. They were able to establish a government in Medina. One of the blessings that came also in Medina was the marriage of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayhima, and then the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba, the first grandchild of the Prophet and the first of Sayyida Shabab Ahl al-Jannah. The blessing of Imam al-Mujtaba was seen by the Ummah of the Prophet, the way it was presented to the believers, the way it was presented to the Muslimin. True, it was that the Muslimun had a lot of love for the Holy Prophet. He was their leader. He was the one who freed them and liberated their minds and their thoughts and their lives of the filth of jahiliyyah, paganism, polytheism, and all the backwards cultural habits that they had that came with that. The Holy Prophet was the one who freed them and liberated them. Obviously, they have a lot of love for him, and anything that makes him happy would make them happy. And so the birth of the grandchild of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi was most definitely something that made everyone, all the Muslimin, all the Mu'mineen, all the lovers of the Prophet, very happy. However, the Prophet did not treat that as simply his grandchild. The Holy Prophet was someone who actually encouraged that, while because of the status of prophethood, because of the role that he had, and because of the connection that he created for people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they get close and so on and so forth. But he was someone that made sure that there's no superstition or any type of special treatment just because he's got a position. And so what the Prophet showed in the case of the birth of Imam al-Mujtaba was not simply that he was happy that he had a grandchild. He was happy that he had Imam al-Mujtaba. He was happy that he had this grandchild. He was happy that he had the first Imam after Ali ibn Abi Talib, the second Imam after the demise of the Prophet. This child, this at this point a child, this Imam is born on this day. The Holy Prophet showed this to the mu'mineen, to the Muslimin, to the believers in Medina. He showed them that this child is special, be it that some of the less mindful, thoughtful, less strong believers, they probably didn't catch that. Perhaps, again, they just thought of the Prophet as we sometimes do as well, unfortunately, and we need to get rid of this, and that is to look at the Prophet the way we look at ourselves. And so we think that his behavior is just human behavior. He just loves Imam, that's his grandson. It doesn't work that way. Some people may have taken it as such. The Holy Prophet made sure that he shows that Imam al-Hasan is a special child that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra, and as a grandchild to him. The way he stressed it and the way he emphasized these two particular grandchildren of the Holy Prophet were seen by the Muslimin as very noble and very special. They had a special place in the hearts of the believers, of the Muslimin. All the companions of the Holy Prophet spread the words and got the words of the Prophet related to these two children out, such that when Amir al-Mu'mineen wanted to send someone to Kufa to get the believers to come and join him in the Battle of Jamal, Amir al-Mu'mineen deliberately sent Imam al-Mujtaba because of what the people had heard and knew. The companions of the Prophet, the Tabi'een, who were the students of the companions of the Prophet, they had all heard great things about him. Now As-Sibtul Akbar has come to Kufa to ask the people to join Amir al-Mu'mineen in this battle against his enemies and the enemies of the Muslimin and the Munafiqeen that have started this rise against the legitimate authority of Islam. So this is one thing that is important for us to make note of and remember. The Holy Prophet showed his love and showed the Muslimin the love he had for Imam al-Mujtaba, not simply as his grandson, but rather because of Imam al-Mujtaba and who he was and who he was going to be. Who he was right at birth. He was not just an ordinary child. He's Imam al-Mujtaba. And what he will become, who he will become. An important part of following Imam al-Mujtaba is this. What did Imam al-Mujtaba do? What was his objective? There's one important thing, this idea of us being the followers of the Imam, and today we need to be followers of Imam al-Mujtaba. We've got to study his work, study his direction, study what he guided us towards, and try to learn from that and see the conditions and apply them.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyum وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أدعوك يا سيدي بلسان قد أخرسه ذنب رب أناجي بقلب قد أوبقه جرم أدعوك يا رب راهبا راغبا راجيا خائفا إذا رأيت مولاي الذنوب فزع وإذا رأيت كرمك طمعت.
Dear listeners, we began the second discourse with the parts of this supplication that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is trying to make us heedful to the attributes of Allah. أدعوك يا سيدي بلسان قد أخرسه ذنبه. I invoke to you, O my chief, confessing that I have drunk from the casket of sins. رَبِّ أُنَاجِيكَ بِقَلْبٍ قَدْ أَوْبَقَهُ جُرْمُ. O Lord, I lay open my heart before you to show that I have transgressed your boundaries. أَدْعُوكَ يَا رَبِّ رَاهِبًا رَاعِبًا رَاجِيًا خَائِفًا. O Lord, terrified, eager, hopeful, and at the same time afraid, I invoke you. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam continues, إذا رأيت مولاي ذنوبي فزعت